Guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebach, and president of RML Trading. Bob, we had a little bit higher equity market and oil market, and that seemed to support corn here a little bit.
Yep, big deal, up a quarter, up the 1.25 on the corn today. We were up probably 4 there for a little bit right away. There was some talk that Saudi Arabia and Russia might get together and try to limit some of this oil production. So at one point there, the front month oil, crude oil, was up about $6 or better, and we're currently close to 4 higher on the day. So that prompted some of the markets up. Stock market was up, probably 550 points on the Dow at its peak, and now we're only up 20. So a little rumor of some optimism there and some prices improving, but so far we can't hold it. Job numbers came out highest ever, or jobless numbers, I should say. So that was seen as a negative, but not a surprise with everything that's going on. So when it's all said and done today, we had corn up 1-2, beans down 1-2, and the wheat's down 5-7, 9 in Kansas, 4 in Minneapolis. And I think what's happened there when this coronavirus been going on now for, 3-4 weeks, I think there was an initial rush to the grocery stores to buy up some food stuff, not only the toilet paper, obviously, but there was also foodstuffs that were purchased, meats and grains and bread and pastas, stuff that will keep. And we saw a little demand there right away, and now we've pulled back. So we got through the report pretty decent on Tuesday. Actually, after the report, the markets had a little setback and closed pretty decent, but then yesterday we had a meltdown across the board.
Yeah, right. And you talk about the meltdown, that livestock market just keeps, there's no bottom in sight here right now.
Nope, limit down across the board on the cattle, feeder cattle, and the hogs. Just some idea that there's plenty of meat and might take a while to get through it. We did have a little rally in the cattle here last week on kind of what I mentioned there. It seemed to be a rush to get purchase of foodstuff, meats were in demand, that type of thing. But now after that subsided here a little bit, the idea that there's plenty of meats around for the time being, and so we'll kind of a nasty day, a nasty week exactly in the cattle and hogs.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else we need to be talking about?
No, we will start talking weather now. It's, we get 1st of April now, or past that, and working towards planning dates, what needs to get done in the weather. And, of course, right here up in the upper Midwest, this 5-6 inches of snow isn't going to help speed up anything, but we're plenty early yet, so probably a little early to even think about it just yet. But that'll be that, and then the coronavirus stock market stuff will continue to be talked about and see how it affects everything.
Bob Liebach at RML Trading.